You're listening to Connecting Faith, and it's a Monday, which means we have an opportunity to visit with Lisa Marone. Lisa is a physical therapist, a professor, author, and speaker who's encouraging us to get healthy for heaven's sake. That's the title of one of her great books. And she comes our way every other Monday, but every week she provides a Monday morning health tip. And so we have an opportunity to connect with Lisa and just to learn a little bit more about how we can get and stay healthy. And Lisa's written on issues like sleep and back and neck pain and overcoming headaches and migraines, overeating. And we're going to talk about eating a bit today because, Lisa, we want to talk about one of your favorite little fruits. And I have to admit, Lisa, I had no idea that it was a fruit.
Yeah, you know, most people look at this green fruit and think vegetable right away. But avocados are just one of my favorite things. I guess I like things that are shaped like eggs because I love eggs also. So, you know, they do tend to pair well together. So today I wanted to talk about avocados because people just don't know what to do with them. They don't know how to cook them, store them, play with them, eat them. You were talking about playing with them before with your grandchildren, rolling them on the floor. So, they have a lot of uses.
Okay. well, maybe we should describe, avocados, I see them they're in the vegetable aisle, though, as I recall, when I go to the grocery store.
They are in the vegetable aisle. Now, one thing that you'll notice is they're never in the refrigerated section.
Mm-hmm.
So while an avocado is ripening, you never want to put it into the refrigerator. It's going to ruin its flavor. It's going to prevent it from ripening well. As an avocado ripens, this is where God's goodness comes into that avocado because we have a beautiful amount of unsaturated fats. So very much like we know that olive oil is good for us because it has healthy unsaturated fat, so avocados are good for us because of all of its nice unsaturated fat. So as they're coming to ripen, that's when we get all of the goodness of the fat developing. And in the flesh of that avocado, Neil, we have 20-plus vitamins and minerals in it. People, oftentimes when they are low on potassium, they might be getting some calf cramps at night. Their doctors tell them, you know, eat some bananas. But avocados have twice the amount of potassium than bananas do. And then as an added bonus, God put some protein in there. And so we have this beautiful fat that's very good for us, along with some protein. So it just is a real well-rounded egg-shaped fruit.
I like it. Well, let's go back and just say a bit more about the good fat because, you know, somehow we still haven't gotten off that idea that, you know, any fat can be good for us.
True. Now, we do have to realize that all fat is high in calories. So that said, you know, you're not going to eat an entire avocado at a sitting. But there are good fats and there are bad fats. And bad fats, if we just want to simply put it, they're going to be the ones that are going to be increasing our bad cholesterol count. They're going to be the ones that are going to be clogging our arteries. But good fats are very healthy. Every cell in our body, the outside cell membrane contains fat. It needs to be replenished because that is like the walls around a castle. Our membranes of our cells have to be healthy, and so we need those healthy fats. We need them in our nervous system. All of our nerves, Neil, are insulated in a fatty coating, and so we need healthy fat in our diet. If we don't get enough of it, our body, our brains, they're gonna suffer.
Well, we're talking today about avocados, an amazing little fruit that, frankly, I've kind of, I've joked with you before that, you know, being Norwegian, I mean, we didn't eat anything unless it was, you know, could cover it with white cream sauce or something. But, what's the best way to eat an avocado? What do you put it on or in?
Yeah, you know, avocados are something that you look at a little sideways because you're not quite sure what to do with them. You know, you may have had some gourmet salad somewhere where they had them sliced on the side, or you might have had a gourmet sandwich where they were in. But there's some really neat ways to use avocados because once I find something that is so chock full of nutrition, I want to figure out how to put it into my diet from morning to night. And so starting out with breakfast time, Neil, what I've done is I have a ripened avocado. I will take a quarter of that avocado. I'll make a nice slice of whole grain sprouted grain toast, and rather than smear butter on it, I will smear that avocado, kind of mash it onto it, put a little bit of coarse salt on it, and that is a very filling satisfying thing. You can put that on the side of your eggs, or if you're a light breakfast eater, right there you have protein, fat, whole grain, such a great treat right in the morning. Another thing I do in the morning, people wouldn't expect this of an avocado because its flesh is sort of mushy, but it holds its shape beautifully when it's cooked. And so you can cube up avocados and you can place them into scrambled eggs or into an omelet, and they will hold up. They will not turn into gook in your eggs. So I love to have breakfast, either having them on toast or having them in my eggs.
Okay. And I think we probably see them on salads a lot, right? So I guess at lunch or supper time, that works there well.
Yeah, those salads are no-brainers. So we know that we can add them to sandwiches and salads. But the other thing, because they stay firm in things that are warm, I love to add them to top my turkey chili. I might put them in a chicken tortilla soup or in a black bean soup. So they get warm as you're heating it up, but toward the end, you just toss them in. They'll get as warm as a soup, but they won't disintegrate in the soup. And they add a beautiful creaminess. You know, part of eating well is loving what you eat, that it tastes good. And the more flavor something has, the more satisfied you'll be, the less of that you will want to eat. And so it's really important to give ourselves some of these higher fat foods like nuts, like of extra virgin olive oil, fish, avocados, things like this that have a good amount of fat in them, so we don't eat too much food, so calorie-wise, and so that we stay satisfied longer. We're not looking for a snack in between our meals when we've been satisfied with this.
It's going to fill us up and fill us up with the good stuff that we need.
Mm-hmm. For a snack, sometimes I will just cut open an avocado and put a little bit of blue cheese dressing in it, a little bit of black pepper, and eat half an avocado. I'm good for hours after that. Perfectly satisfied, lots of flavor, and good, yummy, creamy fat.
You've got some good detail in your Monday Morning Health Minute, Monday Morning Health Tip, where you talk about loving the avocado and some great ways that you can enjoy it, prepare it, and how to make sure it's ripened, all those things. Lisa, I know that we've talked in the past, and you've written a lot about areas like, overeating and issues of diabetes, and it just reminds us that we do need to take our diet seriously, don't we? And we live in a country where processed foods are really creating some challenges for a vast majority of us.
Absolutely. The latest statistics in terms of diabetes is that one out of every two adults 20 years and older today have either pre-diabetes or diabetes in the United States. That's 50% of us are not regulating our blood sugar well. And so we're eating in a way where our blood sugar spikes so high and so often during the day that our body can no longer protect us against or maintain our blood sugar well. And when that happens, we end up with inflammatory diseases such as certain cancers and arthritises. We end up with heart disease. We're on the road to dementia. We end up with clotting factors and nerve problems and all those different issues that come along with runaway blood sugar. And so it's really important that we eat in a way, we find a way to eat that looks like we were back in the Garden of Eden. You know, it's like when you pick up food from the grocery store, if it's a square and has sharp edges, it's probably in a box, and it likely was not in the Garden of Eden, you know. So probably a good idea to find things that look like you picked them off a tree or out of the ground for the most part of your food. You know, after the flood, the Lord did give us meat to eat. That was not actually part of the diet that he prescribed before the flood. That's kind of an interesting tidbit from the Bible. But so even in eating meat, we want to eat lean. We want to eat smaller portions than we were used to so that we can keep our blood sugar well, so we don't shave years off of our life in quality and in quantity.
I guess it does make sense that we kind of eat seasonally, right? When we're in the summer season where there's fresh produce everywhere, I mean, we ought to really be making sure that we're getting plenty of supply of that.
That's true, Neil, but we are in an international growing world. And so while that used to be even more of a factor, like what's in season, we now get fruit from, South America in the middle of our winter. And so there is fruit and vegetables that are seasonal, but if you want to eat local, then become go to your farmer's market, grab what's on their table, and you know what? We have the internet. you know, pick up Swiss chard and go, what in the world do I do with this? And then you'll find a YouTube video on it. And there'll be some wonderful, yummy recipes. You just type that into your computer, Swiss char or avocado recipes, and then up will pop a, you know, a dozen ways to use this thing. So we have no excuses anymore not to take these healthy things home and experiment with them.
By the way, is there a season for avocados, or are they grown year-round?
You know, they're grown year-round. They're coming. Most of our avocados are coming out of Mexico. Okay. We are harvesting them because they've kind of become the quinoa of fruits, meaning that it's just become a very popular thing, or the kale, I should say, where everyone wants to eat that thing because it's so good for you. Avocados are becoming expensive, and they're harvesting them too small. And so if you see very tiny avocados for sale, they're going to have a very small pit in the middle of them, and they don't have the kind of maturity where all of those nutrients I was talking about and the healthy fats reside. So you're going to actually have to pay a little bit more money to get a larger avocado because that's where all the nutrition lies. So you don't want to pick things before God has ripened them.
I like it. We're going to pick stuff up that looks like it came out of the garden instead of out of a box, and we're going to wait till it's ripe, and we'll find some ways online to cook it up and serve it in a variety of ways, and we'll get healthy for heaven's sake, as Lisa Marone encourages every other Monday. She writes her Monday morning health tip, and you can sign up for your copy. It comes via email each Monday morning. LisaMarone.com is the website. Lisa is a physical therapist, professor, author, and speaker. And we are honored to check with her on a regular basis here on Connecting Faith. Lisa, thanks for the update. Good to talk with you again.
You're welcome, Neil. Have a super day.
If you missed part of today's program, want to hear the earlier conversation I had with Trevin Wax, or hear Lisa Marone again, or any of the other great interviews we have every day here on Connecting Faith, you'll find them all online. We post all our interviews on the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. It's myfaithradio.com.